Well, I went to an ice cream party to see what I could eat. But all I found was lots of fun with Olivia and me.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of Olivia's Ice Cream Party. I'm your host, Olivia, and today I'm actually in Hallettsville, Texas. Hallettsville, Texas. That's my uncle, Lonnie. He has a farm here, and that's what we're going to be talking about.
Hi, how's it going there?
It's going good. So, let's see here. He actually owns a lot of Longhorn, is that right?
That's correct.
He has a whole pasture out there.
53
Longhorn. Let's see here. I'm trying to do the math. When I went outside, I saw a couple of baby Longhorn. They were very cute.
Yes.
There was one that was brown. Two that were brown, actually. And one that was speckled black and white. Do you have names for the babies?
No, we don't usually name the babies unless we keep them.
Oh. Have you named any of the adult cows?
All of the adult cows are named.
Do you have a favorite?
Probably my favorite would be Classic Wit. Or possibly Brando. There's a lot of them.
Did we see any of your favorites?
We saw Brando. He was the big black and white steer.
Oh, yeah. How tall was that guy?
Brando is probably about 5.5 feet tall to the back of his, to his back.
That is one big Longhorn.
Yes.
let's see. Longhorns aren't the only thing he has here. He has a dog and a cat. Well, how many cats do you have?
We have 10 cats.
They have 10 cats. Mistaken. 1, 10. Very, very different.
Yeah.
So the one dog is Hemi.
Hemi.
What type of dog is he?
A red heeler.
Yeah, Hemi is very nice. I got to pet Hemi earlier. And, yeah, I only got to see one of the 10 cats. His name is Bruce. He was very nice.
Yep.
He's a tabby, right?
Yes.
Do you know anything about the other 9 cats?
We have one indoor cat, Lily, and then all the rest of them are outdoor cats. And they've just all shown up over the years, and we've just kind of collected them and started feeding them.
Very interesting. Let's see. What else is there? Do you like living in Texas?
I absolutely love living in Texas, yes.
Why do you like Texas so much?
Well, I was born here and I was raised here, and I love all the people in this neighborhood, so it's just a really great place to be.
Yeah, your next door neighbors basically are Aunt Debbie and Uncle Dennis, right?
Yes, my brother and his wife live across the road.
And they have some Longhorn too, right?
No, they have Black Angus.
What are those?
They are the beef cattle of the area. They're the ones that people raise to send to market for beef.
And I don't remember who, but we went to a restaurant before this, and one of you guys had a horse that thought she was a cow.
Yes, Dennis has a horse over there at his house that chases around, runs around with all the cows.
That's pretty funny. let's see.
And we have 2 donkeys. One of them is Curly, and the other one is Sister Sarah.
Yep. I got to feed the donkeys.
Yes.
That was very fun. He told me just hold out the carrot, right, and then let Curly get off a big chunk of it and then give the rest of it to Sarah.
Right.
So they share, but Curly usually gets a lot more carrot than Sarah does.
Curly is more aggressive than Sarah. Sarah's very, very bashful, so. What did we see on our drive around the property?
We saw an armadillo. That was cool.
Yes, we did.
The armadillo might not be the color you would think it is, but it is gray. like a very, it sort of looked like a stone to me, didn't
yes.
it?
Yes. Very good example.
The other thing that we saw that was very different and a bit disgusting was we saw a dead hog that had been shot, and all that was left was sort of the skull and body of it, not all the bones and stuff. It was pretty disgusting.
Oh,
you
gross.
Took a picture of it, though.
Yes, we did.
Oh, boy. Anyway. I also got to drive a four-wheeler.
That's right.
Dad said I was a pretty good driver, but I needed to keep it constant with the gas.
Yes.
It's always, my foot likes to tap a little bit, so it was always going.
Yep. It's hard to keep it constant because the ground is not smooth. So you bounce quite a bit when you drive the four-wheeler.
It is really not smooth. It's very bumpy out there.
Yes,
like
it is.
Rolling hills.
We have a lot of moles and a lot of anthills.
And we were walking to see if we could find some deer, and I saw some foam on the ground, and I said, Uncle Lonnie, what's this foam? And you said that there was a tornado, and someone's floating dock had flown all the way over here, and that was what was left of it.
Right. Broke up into little pieces, yes.
Let's see. What else did we see? Oh, that thing for hunting. What was it called again?
The thing. Oh, the hunting blind.
Yeah.
Yeah, we went in the hunting blind.
Yeah. Is that where he shot the hog?
Yes, he was in that blind when he shot the hog, yes.
Is that where the hat came from?
Yes, the hat was in the blind too. That's one of his favorite hats. We'll have to send it to him.
Yeah, there was a Old Miss hat inside of there. And I was like, hey, Uncle Lonnie, I found a hat. And he was like, oh, that's my buddy's.
Yeah.
All right, I think that's all I can think of.
Okay, sounds good.
All right, thank you for listening to our talk about Uncle Lonnie's farm. I hope you liked this. Enjoy your spring break, and have a nice week. Bye.
Well, I went to an ice cream party to see what I could eat. But all I found was lots of fun with Olivia. And me.